it's almost like a meat, a piece of meat almost.
Well, okay, which means that there's not much meat there, or there's something else there, or what? What else is there? I mean, you mean like it's flat?
Yeah.
It's sliced? Or is it in a hunk, or what?
It's in a... It could be sliced. Right. It could be sliced, but it still is in a hunk.
Okay. And is it all one color? Has it got different colors in it, or what?
It's all one color, mixed with white meat.
Okay. How about, have you ever heard of anything being made out of hog blood?
No.
Any kind of sausage or pudding or anything made out of blood? Okay. How about out of liver, hog liver?
No.
Any kind of pudding or mush or anything? How about, have you ever heard anybody taking like head cheese, the hog's head cheese, you know, taking the juice off of that or something, you know, and mixing it with cornmeal, you know, and then maybe some hog meat, bacon or something like that, and then cooking it, and then later after it gets cold, slice it and fry it?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard anybody just taking grits, letting them get hard, and slicing it and fry it in the morning?
No.
Okay. Sounds weird, then. Okay. Some people do this, though. I don't. Some people do. Okay. Suppose you had kept your kept butter too long, sitting out, you know, real butter, and it gets bad. What's that called? When the butter says something gets bad, what do you say is wrong with it?
It never happened to me.
Okay. You ever heard anybody talk about butter or mayonnaise getting rancid?
No.
Okay. You ever hear that word? Okay. How about milk? If it sits out and it starts getting those chunks in it, what's that called? You know when milk sours?
Yeah.
What happens to it?
It starts getting lumps in it, okay. But I don't know what the lumps are called.
Oh, what, now, milk that's turned sour is called what kind of milk?
Sour milk.
Okay. How about, you ever heard those things in there called curls?
No.
Curls?
No.
Clabbered?
No.
You ever heard that? Okay. Have you, do you know what clabber is?
Mm-mm.
Clabber's a sour milk, okay?
Oh.
With the chunks in it, okay? You know any kind of cheese that might be made out of that? Can you think of anything in the dairy case that looks like it might be made out of that?
Goat cheese.
Goat cheese? Okay. How about the things that come in little tubs like this and it's white and it...
Yoga?
No, it's, well, okay, yogurt's...
Cottage cheese?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, if you've got something that's, if you got a liquid and you want to kind of purify it a little bit, and so you pour it through a filter, what are you doing? You say I'm going to...
Pour.
Well, okay, but you're filtering it out, you know, you're doing, and you know, when you filter something, you do what with it? All right, let's put this way. Have you ever made tea and used a little screen to get the tea leaves out of it when you pour it in?
No.
Okay. You know what they call those little things?
No.
Teas?
No.
Okay, well, how about if you're washing vegetables off in the sink? You might have all right, let's say spaghetti. Let's do something with spaghetti. Have you ever cooked spaghetti? Or seen somebody cook?
Yeah.
Okay, after you cook the noodles, cook the strings, what do you got to do to get the water off it?